Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
My mom is a barber, so
no,
I
she's not.
Truly appreciate. No, she really is.
Did you just make that up?
No, my mom is a barber.
Like, so is mine, Katie.
Yeah. Like, well, and I know.
Like, yours is like a barber or a stylist?
Mine is an actual barber. Like, she has to get licensed every year. She has to renew her license. She had to go to Moeller Barber College in Fargo, North Dakota.
What?
Hold
on. Does she have like her own brick and mortar business?
Yes.
Or is she like out of her house?
Yeah. No.
It's
she has a brick and mortar business.
I got to ask you. Yes. Does she have the...
She does.
The curly cute thing?
She is an official barber, and only official barbers can have those poles outside of their shops.
The
Did
candy
you know
cane
that?
Spinning
yes,
pole thing.
You can actually get in trouble if you have a hair establishment in North Dakota, at least. I don't know how the rules are here in Colorado, but you have to have an official barber's license.
Big barber
to
news.
Have one of those poles out.
So what do they do if you are not an official barber and you have that up?
Well,
do other barbers
down.
Come in and rough you up?
It's a big deal. The Barber Coalition comes out.
A quartet,
like,
a barbershop quartet
you.
Comes in and is like, kick her butt, kick her butt, diddle boop, kick her butt, Is that what they do?
That's how your mom actually lost her.
I want them to, though. I want them to have a sing-off.
A sing-off.
I need to tell
what
her.
Are
that's
what are you doing?
Need.
You're
that's
not
what
official.
They need
what
to do
are you
now.
Doing? You're not official.
God. That's genius. But no, like, that is a thing up there. Like, you can't have the little pole barbershop thingy outside your hair cutting place. You can't. And again,
so,
yeah, go ahead.
I have so many questions.
Ask your questions.
No, you're fired up. No. You continue.
There's so many things. Like, my mom has to pay this, again, renewal every single year. It's like, I don't know if it's like $100 or a couple $100, but every year by a certain day, she has to pay her renewal fee or they'll take her license. They'll just gank it. And they have to like have so much training every year. Like they need to add like 6 hours of training every 2 years or something. And then.
Oh my God, there's more?
They have to go to the barber convention. Like it's a thing. There's a convention
it's
every year.
It's a bunch of dudes with curly mustaches.
And women with curly mustaches. just kidding. Just men and women.
The size of their combs.
Yes, but they and their poles. But they all come to the barber convention every year and they learn about new barbering stuff. I don't know, but every year, like this last year, the convention.
This is fascinating.
Yeah, the
to
last
me.
Year, the convention was in my hometown. And so my mom and her, you know, the people she works
her
with,
barber posse.
Were the host barbers.
Come so. Rolling 30 deep. 30 barbers deep.
Yes. It's a and I want, it's got to be the same thing here in Colorado. That can't just be a North Dakota thing.
If anybody is a barber
is
and would like to sound off.
Yeah,
as always, an actual barber,
yes.
Not a stylist.
Yeah,
a barber. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. If anyone wants to sound off about this, we are just totally pulling this out of our butt right now because of Drew, but thank you, Drew.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, well, case real quick.
There's so much to unpack here.
Josh, your mom is a hairstylist.
I think
or
she's
a barber.
She, everything that you said, she has to do every single year. So
okay.
She has to do all the same thing.
So
of
your
the
mom's
hours
a barber.
Work. She,
yeah.
She doesn't do the. She doesn't work at the brick and mortar thing, but everything else that you've said, she has to do every single year. She has to renew the license. She has to go to the training. She has to do all that stuff.
What's in the training?
I don't
you have to learn how to work with the scissors.
You do. And
yeah,
like
but after you've done it for 30 years, why do you got to go back to training every
you
year?
New
think,
things happen.
Exactly.
It's like doctors. You got to train, too.
So, like, new cuts, new styles, new gels
new
coming
gels,
out.
New hair products, just everything, all in general. And it's funny because, like, they
my mom
have,
does the straight razor shave thing and stuff.
So
like,
did my
all
mom.
That stuff.
Yeah.
Like you have to learn how to not, you know, cut somebody.
Yeah,
but again,
like,
if you've done that for 50 years, why do you got to keep doing it? Just pay your $20.
Well, and I think it's also kind of like where we had to renew our driver's license. I mean, you think about somebody that close to your neck with a straight edge razor, like you want
and
them to have.
And your mom has one eye.
She's just eyeballing it.
So I don't know if I would want your mom doing that
no,
to my
but
neck.
She's a great barber. Like, everybody loves my mom. Like, people will wait because now my mom's like semi-retired.
Mm-hmm.
She only works from noon to four. So there are people in the small town I'm from that will wait to go get their haircut until my mom goes to work. And she only works certain days of the week. So she's got her clientele, you know, and she does a really good job.
I think it's still the back end of it fascinates me that there is like people that are going like door to door at these barbershops making sure you're an official barber.
If you got that
or they're
going to
shut you down. And I'm like, I'm thinking of just those containers with the bleach or whatever with the combs in it.
Yeah.
And they come rolling in their trench coats and they shove them to the ground and they smash on the floor. And the pump chairs, you know, yeah. They're pumping the chair all the way up and then shoving it over.
And then pumping it down, right?
No, they just shove it over.
Shove it over, the whole chair.
They're taking the smocks or whatever those things are that go around you, and they're lighting them on fire and throwing them on the floor.
Oh, no.
Like, there's a whole underground community of people that go in and rough up, you know, people that claim
fake
to be
barbers?
Actual barbers.
You know, this has got to be a thing.
Yeah, they got those little hats on. Yeah. We got to get in there and shut this one-eyed lady down.
I didn't know she only has one eye, though.
She didn't pay the dues for her twisty pole. We're taking her out, boys.
You can't have that pole, lady.